The White House last month released a new national strategy for information sharing and safeguarding. In the preface, President Barack Obama says agencies are sharing and cooperating like never before. But he says they can do better. And at the same time, he also voices concern about leaks that can damage national security. The strategy, according to Obama, aims to strike a balance. Michael Daniel is the president's special assistant and cybersecurity coordinator. Here's how he describes his job working with agencies.
If you look at the kinds of issues we're facing in cybersecurity, which are similar to a lot of other national security issues, information sharing is really a key ingredient in any effort to improve cybersecurity. For example, take a look at any of the risks we face, the key risks we face in cyberspace. You have threats against critical infrastructure, such as what we've seen against the oil and natural gas sector overseas, the financial sector here at home. The risk of long-term cyber-enabled economic espionage against U.S. intellectual property. The risk of more traditional espionage against federal networks and the defense industrial base. And then finally, the efforts of some nations to constrain the way the Internet functions and its openness and vitality. And it's pretty easy to see how information sharing of threat indicators, intrusion methodologies, data about what's been stolen, supporting the free exchange of ideas, all those things would be really important in our efforts to combat those risks. So if you consider that, those facts, and then the fact that information and security and information sharing are mutually reinforcing, you can't really have one without the other, then you could see how having a robust information sharing strategy and a robust sharing and safeguarding strategy would be really important, whether you're talking about within the federal government, between different levels of government, or with the private sector.
And when you talk about sources of information, data, including intrusions and that kind of thing, is a lot of that information generated by machines, by my monitoring devices, and by network logs?
I would say it's generated from a whole bunch of different sources. Some of it's generated by machines. In fact, most of it's probably generated by machines. But a lot of it is also generated by people analyzing data. Some of it's generated by what people see on the networks, whether within the government, watching the government's networks, the private sector. So it's really from a variety of different sources.
And maybe it's a no-brainer in this strategy on information sharing. It seems like you're emphasizing collaboration, common standards, shared services, doing things together. How well are federal entities doing that now?
What we've seen over the last couple of years is a really tremendous increase in federal agencies' ability to do exactly that. And we've really put a huge emphasis on that collaboration. I mean, really, if you take a look at this strategy, it's really codifying the best practices that have evolved over the last decade and that have really begun to accelerate over the last couple of years. And it's really designed to leverage all of those capabilities that we've built and apply them in the new not so much the new threats, but apply them in different against the different sets of threats that we face in today's environment. So I'd say that collaboration is also really key because, no one part of our government, no one part of government, whether state, local, or federal, and between the federal and private sector, really have all the answers or all the information. So it's really all got to be done in a very collaborative manner.
We're speaking with Michael Daniel, the White House cyber coordinator. And how do people share it? What's the means by which agencies share this information at the operational level? Do they send each other DVDs? Do they put things up on wikis? How does it actually happen?
I think it happens in a large variety of ways, and some of it is shared via common operating pictures that we're trying to establish. Some of it is still shared, as you said, by wikis. Some of it is shared by email. Some of it's exchanged by phone. I think the information sharing happens in a lot of different ways, and I think that's one of the things that you actually see when you look at the national strategy. It doesn't talk a lot about the particular technology, right? It's really more about the business processes and the underlying culture that goes into it, and not so much the specific technology that we're concerned about.
We know that this is built upon things that agencies are doing well, but how do you want them to move forward?
When you look at the strategy, you can see that there are really three guiding principles which mutually reinforce the information sharing and safeguarding. One is treating information as a national asset. And this really means that it's something that should be safeguarded and shared as appropriate with other agencies and departments and partners, but it's something that really has a lot of value and can be valuable when it's actually shared and used appropriately. I would say the other thing is that information sharing and safeguarding requires shared risk management. Responsible information sharing means that you have to manage that risk among a whole bunch of different departments and agencies. That requires accountability, visibility, and automation of information safeguards. But we can't get to a point where we're talking about trying to get to zero risk, right? It has to be it has to be risk that's managed. And finally, the last principle is that information really should inform decision making. Information sharing is not really an end in and of itself. It's really about enabling better decision making. So I think from our perspective, we want to look at the value of information sharing as being measured by its contribution to decision making. And in particular in cybersecurity, the improved sharing will give much better resolution to what the threats actually are and give cyber defenders much better ability to discover and retrieve and use accurate and timely relevant actionable information to actually combat the cyber threats.
And does the policy that just came out, the national strategy, does that cover all of government, that is civilian agencies as well as the intelligence community and DOD?
Yes, it's really designed to cover all of government, and it's really designed to not focus on, you know, any particular category or types of information. It's really designed to focus on the information sharing requirements that support effective decision making, again, coming back to those principles that we were talking about.
Who is responsible for putting this plan into action?
It's actually really hard to pin it down to one particular person. It's not about the technology. It's also not about the specific roles within agencies. This is about establishing a culture and processes at all multiple different levels, whether you're talking about the analysts that are sitting in the security operations centers that are focused on defending particular networks, them sharing information is appropriate. Law enforcement agents working across, you know, whether they're FBI or Secret Service. Intelligence analysts working with network defenders, all the way up to, you know, senior policy officials. In other words, making sure that information is being pushed up to the right levels within the government. So I would say that from my perspective, it's not really about specific individuals, but it's really about instilling the processes and culture at all the different levels of agencies to enable information sharing and safeguarding, that both of those things are done in a smart and collaborative manner.
You mentioned risk management is something that should be improved upon. Explain the challenge, because it seems to me when you're talking about all these vast people throughout the government, there's no one standard. People don't think of risk in the same way.
That's undoubtedly true. I think what we talk about is doing exactly what you were just saying, which is trying to drive towards a better understanding of what the risks are, and then establishing some clear standards across the government for how we're going to make decisions about that risk and make sure that we're considering the risk when we make our decisions about information sharing and building that into the decision-making process, whether you're talking about decisions about how to architect and build your IT systems, or how to tag and manage data, or at any other points in the process, so that you start to build that idea of risk management into all the decision-making process associated with information sharing.
And how does industry fit into this whole picture? Because government is trying to work with industry on the critical infrastructure front, and also it has contractors, like defense contractors, that have a lot of very critical information in their databases. So how does industry fit into the whole strategy here?
Well, I would say that industry has to play a very large role in this, in the sense that, particularly in the cyber realm, the government certainly does not have all the information. It does not have all of the answers. And really, we are looking to work very collaboratively with industry. And we've already been doing that, and we want to do more. to tackle the problems that we have. You mentioned the contractors, the defense industrial base. That's certainly a key issue as well. And we've been working on several programs to try to increase the level of collaboration between the government and the amount of sharing of threat indicators between the government and the defense industrial base to enable them to protect their networks better. But all of this has to be done in a collaborative manner. Again, I come back to one of the reasons why the strategy has not got a technology focus is because that technology evolves and changes so rapidly that you couldn't put a strategy like this around it. What we want is to be able to leverage the best practices both within government and from the private sector and to learn from the private sector's lessons in this space and draw upon those as well as we try to go about doing our cybersecurity within the government and also how we share information back and forth.
And would you say that the policy is operational at this point? And otherwise, how do you get it into practice at this point?
I would say that the foundations of it are certainly operational. I mean, this is a policy that is an evolution of previous efforts and a codifying of best practices that are certainly already operational, and if not necessarily across the whole government, at least in different parts of the government. Specifically, we are building implementation plans against the strategy's 16 priority objectives. If you look at the back of the strategy in the way forward section, there are 16 different priority objectives. And we are building implementation plans that span multiple years in a lot of cases. And we're going to continue to build on those architectural tools and standards that we've developed already so that we can actually foster the better decision-making, performance, and accountability that we want. I would also say that, you know, we're very strongly trying to leverage the practices that already are out there, and it's more about expanding and spreading the best practices that are already there rather than inventing a lot of these things from whole cloth.
You were talking about the information sharing with external forces too in government. That was something that Congress tried to take up last year and failed to do. So just wondering, as the president starts his second term, what will you guys be pushing in Congress, or what will you be trying to do in terms of information sharing with companies on your own?
Well, a couple of things to that score. It's unfortunate that Congress was not able to pass the comprehensive cyber legislation that the administration was looking for in the previous Congress, because that's something that we still very much need. And so while we are still sort of developing our exact approach for this Congress, you can be sure that we will continue to push for comprehensive cybersecurity legislation because we still very firmly believe that we need it. A component of that will have to be pieces that look at how to improve information sharing, because that's just a critical component of any of our cybersecurity efforts. I would say that we are also going to look at what we can do on our own, and we're in the process of doing that in several different ways. But there's an awful lot that the government can do under existing statutes, and you've seen us do that and increase our collaboration with the private sector, increase the amount of threat indicators and other things that we are already pushing out to the private sector. So I would say that this is really something that we'll continue to press forward on with this Congress, and we'll just have to see how it evolves. But you can be sure that we'll be pressing for it.
Michael Daniel is Special Assistant to the President and Cybersecurity Coordinator.